The United Nations will be holding their Conference of Parties meeting in Cancun in Mexico at the end of November 2010. How do you see South Africa specifically as sort of the power in Africa positioning themselves at that meeting?
South Africa is in an interesting position because, as I mentioned, it has a big mitigation problem, whereas the rest of the continent pretty much doesn't. So in terms of alignment of interests, it's not really there. But South Africa wants to support the African group and African countries more generally in the negotiations. So it does fly an African flag. So it's positioning itself broadly in two camps. One is the so-called basic grouping, so Brazil, South Africa, India, and China primarily. And then on the other hand, it's positioning itself in the Africa grouping and beyond that, the G77, which is a much broader grouping of developing countries. And so it's trying to play in both camps, a very difficult balancing act to play.
What are you expecting from the upcoming UN conference in Cancun?
I don't think there will be a deal. The reason I think that is because of the recent elections in the United States. And those have put control of the Congress back into Republican hands, and Republicans are basically opposed to a climate change deal. So I think there's good luck on the US front, and if the US doesn't move, as we've seen in the WTO talks, nothing moves. So what then is likely to unfold in Cancun? Well, presumably progress in a whole range of working groups. So for instance, technology transfer, finance, and so on and so forth. And maybe incremental movement on certain issues, but I don't expect an overall breakthrough and big package deal, not this year. It's possible that will happen next year in South Africa, the key date being 2012, when a new deal has to be in place, but I'm not sure that that's going to be the case.